So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration. And today my guest is a brilliant author. He's a lot of, sort of curious inspiration is kind of what shows up for me when I think about him. He has a couple of books. We are going to talk to him about his book, Zen Zone, Reaching a State of Positive Change. And welcome, Gary Zendersky. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Erica. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm good. Where am I calling you from? Where are you in the world?
I'm in San Clemente, California.
Okay. Is that Southern California-ish?
It is. It's about halfway between Los Angeles and San Diego.
Oh, okay, cool. So it's pretty warm there, maybe.
It's pretty nice right now. It's a little, it's very nice, actually. It's awesome. Beautiful.
Awesome. Well, we like being in California. Often we're not.
Right.
I think I was in Austria, New Zealand, and Rome last week, so it's pretty nice to have a California interview. Tell us a little bit about Zen Zone and your writing. And, you know, we were just kind of chatting in the background about how you come up with your stories. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about how you come up with your stories?
Sure. I write a brand new story, and I've been doing this for years, every week on a Sunday afternoon. And it's about, you know, if you did a tight page, it would be about a page worth. And this started a while ago in my office. I would write little motivational things for the staff, and they started sending them out to clients, and then people started signing up. So I just kept it going. And then at I got enough of these after a few years. If you write one a week, you get a lot of stories. I had my first book published, and then this is the second one, and I'm still going at it. So there'll be a third somewhere down the line.
I love it. Yeah, the first book was called Book of Zen, and then this one is called Zen Zone. And, you know, what struck me as I read some of the stories was just this overarching, I don't know, it wasn't like hope, but it was more like how to shift into kindness.
Yeah, well, thank you. I think, you know, one of the things is it's hard to be successful or anything if you're not feeling right. And I think kindness is one of those things that if you exhibit it, it changes your whole demeanor. And also it's a good space when you're there to feel gratitude. And it's also a good place to plan for what you want to do next.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of my listeners are entrepreneurs, and sometimes they get frustrated or feel stuck. What would you recommend for someone who's kind of maybe feels like either they've plateaued or that things don't seem to be getting better? What can someone do if they're kind of in that place of that?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. First thing is write down what's the catalyst for why you're feeling that way. You know, what happened? It's usually something that's a cause and effect. You're not making enough money, or you're not having any fun. You know, that's usually the two things. Sometimes, you know, there might be more, but that comes down to that.
Either you're not having enough money, you're not having enough fun, or maybe you're not having enough sex.
Yeah, well, yeah, that goes into the fun category for me. So, but I think that's where you go. You start with that, and then you say, okay, do I want to still do this? And maybe it's not working out because I'm just not into it. And that's sometimes the truth. And sometimes if you're just not feeling like it's people are paying attention to you enough. They're not spending any money on your products, and you're not getting appreciation. Everybody goes through that. Authors, everybody, you know, just like, when is somebody going to say, hey, that's great.
Aww.
And if you don't get that enough in your life, and I could tell you a word of appreciation to anybody is like golden, and they'll love you forever. It's just
well,
a simple thing.
I have to tell everyone who reads Gary Zendersky's book, you know what? You can't really help but feel appreciation for Gary.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's why I did it, you know.
So wise, you know? It's like you just tap into these, like, concepts, but you're every single concept, you don't seem to make anyone work too hard to get it.
No, it's, you know, there's a lot of things, and they basically all say the same thing. If you think about it, they're just different stories to get you there. And the reason for that is it's sometimes really hard to change your perspective. You know, something happened to you and it's hard to just feel good. So, but sometimes things can trigger it. So if you read enough things or think about enough things, a new thought can come in, and it's amazing. Like in an instant, change everything about your life. I mean, one thought changes your world.
Yeah, when you said that, it was so funny. You said something like, one epiphany can change a bad habit, I think was something you said. And I was looking at that because one morning I woke up and I said, you know what? I talked to God and I said, God, can I have an epiphany today?
You know, I'll tell you something, the true story. When my second son was born, he was about 6 months old, and I was a smoker. I had smoked for like 20 years. And it was like a cold, rainy night, and I don't smoke in the house. And I was outside having a cigarette, and I'm thinking, what the heck am I doing here? You know, I've got a brand new baby in there, and the cigarette's all wet, and I'm trying to get it lit, you know, and it's raining outside. It's
wow.
Like, okay, I put it out, and I never went back, never touched it, cold turkey, and
oh,
that's been 25 years ago.
Yeah. I love that. I think those moments when everything just kind of crystallizes, it kind of reminds me of those kaleidoscopes mm-hmm. that you turn and they're kind of fuzzy. You turn and then all of a sudden one turn and it's like beautiful.
Right, right. You're exactly right. Well, the world's a mosaic, you know, it's where you're looking though. It's that's where it's at.
So if someone would like to get started writing their own book, you know, I publish books, but what would you recommend someone to get over like that fear of just writing the book? Because I think one of the things about reading your book, I think it could inspire people to get going on their own, you know?
Right. I think, yeah, there's a lot of inspiration for writers because I'm a writer and I know some of the things that I went through. I think the first thing you do is get a journal and get
Absolutely.
Used to writing notes down and stuff. I mean, I've got pads of paper like all over the place and files and things that I've written over the years because you never know when a good idea is going to hit you. And you think that sometimes people don't care what you think and what you write, but they do. And you just got to, if you don't write it and show it to them, they're never going to know your brilliance. And so you start with that, like, I can do this. This is cool. And your persona becomes, I'm a famous author. And you work towards that. And you got to do it one word at a time. But I think if you keep on taking baby steps, you'll be okay.
I love it. Become a famous author one word at a time.
Yeah.
So that takes me to my next question, and then we'll be done wrapping it up in a few minutes. But how can I get inspired? Like I just heard you say, like it's not that, you know, you do something every single week. What's something that you could recommend for the audience to get themselves kind of engaged and inspired?
You know, I have something that I do every day, and I'll just pass it on and share it with you. You know, I start out in the morning thinking, what great thing is going to happen today that I'm going to be involved with? And then I spend the rest of the day looking for it, you know, and there's always opportunity, and that's where the inspiration comes. If you start to look for something great, you can either give inspiration or it can come right at you. And
oh
I found if you're not paying attention and looking for it, you might just miss it.
You know, one of the things I ask for is synchronicity. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting because that's actually, I was telling Gary when we said hi today that my book, Happiness Quotations, has little daily quotations. And one of them is actually named What Great Thing Might Happen Today.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to have to send you a photograph of that page, Gary, because how
Please.
Wild is that, right?
It is bizarre.
When you're busy looking for what might be that great call or what might be when mm-hmm. someone calls, if you answer the phone like, hi, and you're just curious, like, is this the great
yeah,
thing that might
exactly.
happen?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a totally different way of answering the phone, you know?
Right, right. I hear you, you know? And if you're not, so many times we're just going through the motions every day.
Yeah.
And this helps you not to kind of get out of that habit.
Yeah. So look for miracles, everybody. I'm in on that. So Gary, tell us how we can get a hold of you and how we can find your books.
Well, the easiest way to get a hold of me is email me. And it's Gary@bookofzen. That's BookofZen.com. And, or you can go to ZenZone, ZenZone.com. And you'll see both my books and you'll see some, different kind of reviews on it and how to purchase it. And I'd be happy to talk to anybody. I answer every email I get.
Oh, that's so amazing. Thank you so much for stopping by the show. We were so glad to have you.
Thank you, Erica. I really loved it.